We continue our coverage of the contested races here in Guadalupe County. Right now we take a turn and look at the battle for the Republican nomination for the Guadalupe County Court at Law position. It's currently held by William Bill Squires. The third will appear on the ballot seeking the Republican nomination, and he joins us now on the Saturday Topic. Judge, good morning. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Darren. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is going to start in the same way we do with every candidate that we feature. Why are you seeking re-election? Why are you running again?
I am running to continue my years of public service to the people of Guadalupe County and the state of Texas. Before taking the bench, I was a prosecutor and worked for a number of counties in Central Texas, most notably here in Guadalupe County as the first assistant district attorney, and continuing that public service in my judicial position for the last 7 years has been a lifelong calling for me. I've been a public servant for my entire career, and I want to continue on the gains that I've made over the last 7 years and increase the gains that we've made. And quite frankly, it has been a personal calling of mine to serve the people of my community where I have lived my entire life and my family has lived their entire life. I come from here, from Seguin. I graduated from Texas Lutheran University, where my father was a professor for 40 years upon retirement, and my family settled here in Guadalupe County in the 1840s, and my family has lived and served the people of Guadalupe County. My great-great-great-great-grandfather was one of the first Texas Rangers who settled in Seguin, made Seguin his home, and was one of the founding members of our community. And so I have a life history and a family history of being in the community and serving the community. And as a public servant, as an assistant district attorney, and now as a judge, it quite simply is what I have found to be my calling.
One of the challenges, I think, in having a discussion about these judicial positions is often we're talking to voters who have not had any experience with your court or any courts at all. What do they need to know about county court at law, about your court? How would you go about explaining the work that you do?
Well, my court is one of general jurisdiction. There are two county courts at law in Guadalupe County. My county court at law handles the civil matters that are filed. I handle probate matters that are contested. I handle all the guardianship cases in Guadalupe County. I handle the appeals from the justices of the peace up here in front of me. And quite frankly, it is a unique experience being in court. And unfortunately, it's something that people do have to go through. And so the most important thing to know about appearing in court is that when people are in court, they're there on their worst days. People aren't in court because they want to be there. And it means that for them, they're going through difficult times. They're either a litigant, they're being accused of something in a civil suit, they have a loved one that has passed away in probate cases. And since I handle the contested probate cases, that means there are families that are fighting, and that is a very difficult position for people to be in. In guardianship cases, it's when they have a loved one who is suffering a disability and they're not able to care for themselves, and they need to set up a guardianship so another loved one can care for them and make legal decisions for them. And it's a very trying time for those folks. In the appeals that I handle from the Justice Court, most of those folks are self-represented. The legal term is pro se, but they are representing themselves. And as non-lawyers, they're trying to navigate a very complex system. And it's complex for lawyers, and it's even more so for folks that don't have a legal background or legal training. And what I try to do, and what I think I have done, is give them an opportunity to set out their case in a way that is equal to both sides and is compassionate to the issues that are important to them, and allow them to be heard and have their day in court, and do so in a way that is consistent with the rules that all lawyers have to abide by, but also people who don't have legal training are trying to navigate. And so I try to do that, and I do that in a way that allows them to tell their story and to be heard. And sometimes emotions can run high, and people are angry with the other side. And I try to give both sides equal time to say their piece, to get their stories out, and listen to both sides of those stories. So county court at law is a people's court. And we're not handling the headline cases, but that's not to say they're not important. They are incredibly important to the folks that appear in front of me. And so I try to give them the respect that their case and their issues deserve. And I try to be the thermostat in the room and control the temperature and make sure that they're able to communicate their wants and their needs and their goals in a way that both sides can be equally heard without it devolving into shouting matches and name calling. And I feel that I have the temperament and the experience, having been an attorney for over 24 years, and as a judge for over seven, to have the temperament and demeanor to allow myself to be the umpire or the thermostat that can guide them through the process in a compassionate way.
William Bill Squires III is our guest today on the Saturday Topic Program. He's seeking the Republican nomination as he attempts to retain his seat on the court, the County Court at Law number one here in Guadalupe County. You talked a little bit about your experience. You've been doing the job now for 7 years. Does that experience, coupled with what you've done in the past as a prosecutor, do you think that makes the difference as far as the two candidates in this race goes?
Absolutely, it does. My opponent has been a licensed attorney for 5 years. He's only been eligible to run for this bench for the last 1 year, which doesn't mean that a younger person can't do the job, but more importantly, what it means is that having the experience that I've had as a public servant for my entire career, it gives me a perspective that you simply can't get with just a law degree and with making assertions that you're able to do the job, because there's just not a lot of runway behind this gentleman. So the voters, I think, expect their judge to have the experience necessary to have seen all the different aspects of a case and have the experience to know how to react when folks are in court and emotions are running high, and have the experience and the legal background and knowledge to be able to navigate that system. So since I've been a judge, I've had the privilege to enroll and complete my master's degree in judicial studies through the University of Nevada and the National Judicial College. And that, to me, has been an experience that has been ingrained in me from a very young age with, you know, a father in academia and as a professor of law with St. Mary's Law School in San Antonio, which I was for a number of years, continuing to be a lifelong student of the law has helped augment the experience, the practical experience that I had as a practicing attorney and as a judge.
I've covered a number of these kinds of races over the years, and one of the things that comes up from quite often is discussions about the number of cases filed, the number of cases heard, what's on the docket, what's not on the docket, and those sort of things I understand are important to people who are within the court system and who are working there day to day. But I think for people listening today, it's hard for them to sort of wrap their minds around why that should matter. What does it mean when people start talking about, well, if you look at his dockets, if you look at the number of cases filed, certainly the implication seems to be that they're suggesting, well, maybe he's not working as hard as he should as a judge. What do people need to know about you and your work ethic as far as the court goes and the job that you're doing on their behalf at this time?
Well, quite simply, there needs to be an understanding of the difference between civil cases and criminal cases. So criminal cases there are more criminal cases filed than civil cases. That's just the bottom line. And unfortunately, there are more criminal cases filed. And I think that our law enforcement and our county attorney's office is doing a great job getting those cases to the courts, but there are a lot of them. Civil cases there are fewer of them, but the complexity level in a civil case is much higher. And so comparing a criminal case, a typical criminal misdemeanor case, to a case that's filed in my court in a civil matter, either family, probate, guardianship, or whatnot, is comparing apples to oranges. And so a criminal case can process through the system at a much more rapid rate than a civil case. There's a lot more moving parts to a civil case, and that means that there's a lot more behind the scenes work that has to be done by the court. So taking the bench in my court means that there have been hours of preparation that have gone into getting myself ready to hear that case and my staff's preparation in getting that case ready to be heard. And so what happens in court is really just the tip of the iceberg when looking at the workload of a particular case. So one hour in court could equate to 2, 3, 4 hours of preparation time in getting ready to hear that case. So one of the things that I have done when taking office is to make sure that when I walk out and take the bench and I start calling the cases, I have read every motion, every pleading, every order that's been submitted to me before taking the bench. And I do that because I don't need to be on the bench reading those motions and orders and responses for the first time on the bench. If I were to do that, then everyone else in the courtroom is going to have to wait while I sift through the paperwork and read it and get myself caught up on the case. And that takes time. And time for attorneys is money. And so me coming in prepared and doing my homework before I take the bench requires a significant amount of time. So when I walk out there, I already know what the arguments are, which is not to say that I've made my mind up. I haven't. I have understood the arguments, dissected the arguments, and digested the arguments so that when they're made, I can apply the facts that are presented to me on the witness stand and already know the framework of the argument and am able to make a ruling on the bench and do that almost right away. I take very few things under advisement, mainly because I've already read the arguments. Legal briefs can be chock full of case citations and citations to statute, and I have read those, if I'm not already familiar with them, and understood those arguments. So I'm not having to take those arguments and the facts presented in court, take them back into chambers, and then analyze it and issue a ruling days or weeks later. I can do it from the bench because I've looked at the arguments made on paper, heard the testimony from the witness stand, and I'm able to make a decision quickly. One of the things that was very concerning to me is an allegation that was made that the clearance rate of my court was extremely low. When that allegation was made in November, a screenshot was taken of one of the sister courts in Guadalupe County, the Constitutional County Court, which is Judge Kyle Kutcher's court. That graphic that was used in the post said that the clearance rate of my court was 60%. And if you look closely at that post, it even says that it is the Constitutional County Court. That is not my court. And that is not the court that my opponent is running for. And so he posted that graphic either with the knowledge that it was the wrong court or with a reckless disregard of whether or not that was my court. The fact is, I'm the statutory county court of law. I am not the constitutional county court of law. And the difference is dramatic because my clearance rate is not 60%, which was what was posted. My clearance rate is 129%. And that is a very important distinction to be made. My court runs at maximum efficiency, achieving over 100% clearance rate, which means I resolve more cases than I take in. When looking at the statistics for all of the county courts at law in Texas, my court ranks 31st in the entire state in efficiency. And that is not an insignificant number because the county courts that are on that list include the county courts in enormous jurisdictions, Harris County, Bexar County, Travis County, Tarrant County, Dallas County. I am 31st in the state with clearance rates, which means these cases are heard quickly and they are cleared quickly. I have no backlog, zero. And I want to continue the efficiencies that I've put in place since taking office into my next term and keep that clearance rate high. That means there are no backlogs in my court.
We're talking to William Bill Squires III. He is seeking re-election and running for the Republican nomination during the March 3rd primary election. Guadalupe County is a fast-growing county. That's not a secret to anyone. How is that impacting your court, and how will it continue to impact this court?
Well, quite simply, we need to build on the efficiencies that we put in place. When I took office, that court was a parking lot of cases. I have turned that into a superhighway. We'll call it a toll road of cases. They're moving fast, which isn't to say that they're not given the due consideration that they deserve, but we are moving those cases quickly with the consideration that we need. When I took office, there was a tremendous amount of backlog, which we cleared, and we actually had the Office of Court Administration in Austin come in and do a review of all of the pending cases of guardianships. And when we received that review, which was done early in my term, we many cases were identified as needing attention. We gave them those attention, the attention that they needed, and have now achieved a 100% compliance rate with the Office of Court Administration in the guardianship cases. So the rapid growth of the county means that we are going to be getting even more of the types of cases that my court hears. Specifically, we have a population that is aging. There have been actuarial numbers put out by financial institutions. Bank of America comes to one of them, saying that when the baby boomers start passing, there will be the largest transfer of wealth from one generation, the baby boomers, to their descendants. The largest transfer of wealth in the history of human civilization. So as the baby boomers age and pass, that money has to pass on to their descendants, which means they have to go through my court. We also, with an aging population and a growing population, have folks that are in need of guardianships. And we have seen a dramatic increase in numbers, and not just probate, but in guardianships. And that number is going through the roof. And that means that we need to have somebody with experience in those types of cases to handle them and to be able to address the growing number of folks in need of guardianships, folks or families in need of having their estates probated. And somebody coming into office with no experience in probate and guardianship and very little experience in civil law means that they're going to have to be learning on the job. And so you don't put the rookie pitcher in on the seventh game of the World Series. You keep the veteran on the mound. And I don't mean to be flip about that, but it is very important to understand that this isn't something that you can step into and immediately carry forward the type of efficiencies that I've built in with my team. And I cannot take all credit for it. I have a fantastic team of coordinators, probate auditors, and guardianship coordinators that help me guide these cases through the system. So somebody with no experience in that is going to have a very difficult time maintaining the gains that I've made over the last 7 years and continuing those forward.
You talked a little bit about your family's deep roots in this community. Also, I've seen some of your campaign information, and it's talked about that you're the only Texan in this race and that sort of thing. Why does that matter? Explain why you think that matters in this particular case.
Well, I think it's I think to have deep roots in the community means that you're not just a resident, but you're a citizen of this community. My family has been here for 180 years. I grew up here. I went to Wynard Elementary right down the street from where we're sitting right now. I graduated from Texas Lutheran University. I moved back. My family's been here for a very long time. I am a life member of the Sons of the Republic of Texas. I know what this community means. I know what this community needs. And I know what this community wants. Growing up in Seguin and then right up the road on 123, we had a family farm and ranch. I come from here. I am from here. And having somebody who has only lived in Guadalupe County for 3 years, moving to Texas to go to law school 8 years ago from Los Angeles, California, does not speak highly of their roots and their connection to the community. Not to say that somebody from California or Los Angeles can't develop those roots over time, but they're simply not there yet. And knowing that I am from this community and have been in this community my entire life, and family has one of the founding fathers of Seguin, speaks to my family's commitment to public service in the community and my lifelong commitment to not just public service, but to the community at large. I live here. My family lives here. I intend to remain here and raise my family here. And so, quite simply, having somebody come in who has only lived in Guadalupe County for 3 years, who has never voted in a Republican primary in Guadalupe County, speaks volumes to their roots or lack thereof.
I'm going to leave this because we're going to run out of time, but I'm going to leave you with a question that I ask every candidate that comes on with us. Why should people vote for you? Make your pitch to them. Those people who are listening today, why should they vote for Bill Squires?
Well, looking at my long history of roots in the community, my long history as a public servant over 24 years, I also have the unanimous endorsement of the Guadalupe County Conservative Republican Group. I have the endorsement of the current chair of the Republican Party in Guadalupe County, and I have the endorsement of the incoming chair of the Guadalupe County Republican Party. So if you don't take my word for it, take the word of the leadership of the Republican Party in Guadalupe County. And I think that speaks volumes that I've received the unanimous endorsement of the Republican leadership in this county.
William Bill Squires III is seeking the Republican nomination for Guadalupe County Court at Law. He is the incumbent in that race. The primary, of course, is on Tuesday, March 3rd, with early voting set to begin on February 17th. Texas, of course, has open primaries, so you can vote in whatever primary you want, but only one of them. You'll have to make a decision on that. I just want to remind people that all of the local contested races are on the Republican ballot. You should keep that in mind. Bill Squires, thank you for coming in today, and best of luck to you.
Darren, always a pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for providing this public service to the voters.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more right after this.